I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The United States and Egypt were close allies before the revolution there, and in theory, they still are. But you wouldn't know it from the headlines in Egypt this week. State-run newspapers have been running stories about a U.S. plot to prevent Egypt from developing as a democratic state. The stories are based on statements made by an Egyptian cabinet minister, statements related to the ongoing investigation of allegedly illegal American funding of Egyptian civil society groups. An article in today's New York Times focuses on Faiza Abul Naga, the cabinet minister behind those headlines. It's written by David Kirkpatrick of The Times. He's in Cairo. So tell us, David, first of all, who is Faiza Abul Naga, and does she speak for the current government of Egypt?
Well, she certainly speaks for the former government of Egypt. She's one of the few holdovers, high-level holdovers, from the Mubarak regime still in power. And for a while, it seemed like she was acting at the behest of the military rulers, the Council of Generals now running Egypt. From time to time, they would offer public hints that this investigation she was overseeing into the illicit funding of nonprofits would reveal the hidden hands behind street protests and so on. But now things have gotten a little bit out of hand from the perspective of the generals. At this point, it now appears that Faiza Abul Naga is acting on her own, calling into question just how much control the ruling generals have over their own government at the moment.
I mean, if she's really in defiance of the military council, is there evidence that she's kind of plotting her own course here?
Well, this weekend, Field Marshal Mohammed Hussein Tantawi, ostensibly the chief executive of the state right now, met with the cabinet, including Ms. Abul Naga, and said, you know, let's moderate our tone, and issued a public statement saying now was the time for strengthening the relationship with the U.S., this after he had just met with a top U.S. general. The next day, she unloaded with both barrels. She did nothing of the kind. She warned that U.S. pressure could force Egypt into the arms of Iran. And then there were these leaks in the state media going a step further and for the first time accusing these American groups of actively plotting to subvert the revolution, to turn it to the advantage of the U.S. and Israel, and to stop Egypt from becoming a strong and flourishing democracy. She is outlining a series of accusations which are well known to be extremely resonant with the Egyptian public. She's talking about U.S. conspiracies to help Israel, to subordinate Egypt and keep it in a kind of subservient client position. This stuff really strikes a chord with the Egyptian public and has got people quite fired up. In fact, it's made her very popular. Some would say untouchable.
Given all these internal political shenanigans, David, how serious is this crisis in relations between the U.S. and Egypt? And where does it all seem headed to you?
Well, it's very serious. It's very serious because both countries now have democratically elected parliaments, legislatures, and anything could happen. The U.S. Congress is quite agitated over this and very seriously threatening to revoke the annual aid to Egypt, which would be a real rupture in that 30-year-old alliance, which has been a linchpin of Mideast peace. On the other side, all these allegations are really firing up the Egyptian people, and with them, the Egyptian parliament, you know, and those people say quite credibly, look, all we're asking is for the U.S. government to obey our laws. Maybe the Americans thought this law governing civil society groups was going to go away, but it hadn't yet. And so the U.S. is in the wrong. So both sides are fired up and angry and have something to stand on. And I'm told from U.S. diplomats that at the moment, this is really preoccupying American diplomacy and American relations with Egypt at a very pivotal time, at a time when Egypt is about to form the institutions that will guide its future for many years to come.
David Kirkpatrick, New York Times bureau chief in Cairo. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime.